Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As dusk falls, it's a warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are seeing mild temperatures, making it pleasant for those out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, 3 hours ago, Israel has no territorial ambitions in Lebanon, but will remain until Hezbollah is disarmed. Fighting with Iran could resume within 2 days, according to Minister Katz. Meanwhile, Lebanon's president assures the U.S. CENTCOM chief that the army will deploy up to the border. The IDF has struck Hezbollah positions. Also, Ynet reports from 5 hours ago that Israel might be at war with Iran tomorrow, warns Katz. The defense minister states that the IDF has orders to prepare an independent strike plan. Any Iranian missile attack on Israel would trigger a powerful response. Also this hour, from Israel Hayom just 25 minutes ago, Israel will send an IDF and Home Front Command delegation to Venezuela. This follows the devastating earthquake, with the aid delegation set to depart tomorrow. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reports 35 minutes ago, IDF and Shin Bet killed the Hamas Rafah Brigade Defense and Counterintelligence Chief. Ismail Masri was targeted in a joint operation in Gaza last Tuesday. And finally, from JNS an hour ago, Turkey poses a growing challenge for Israel, yet it's not the next Iran. Ankara's foreign policy remains pragmatic, differing from Tehran's ideological regime. Reaction has been swift on social media. Michael Dixon notes that the IDF has sealed a massive Hamas terror tunnel network in southern Gaza. It contained the remains of Lieutenant Hadar Golden for over a decade. Engineers used over 30,000 cubic meters of concrete to permanently close it. He posted this 35 minutes ago. Sarah Nadav shares her personal health journey, noting improvements after starting medication 9 days ago. Despite the loss of her dog today, she reports positive changes in her heart rate variability and better sleep. Her post came 37 minutes ago. From X, the latest, the Times of Israel highlights the work of Smart AD, an Israeli organization. Their volunteer search and rescue team is in Venezuela, assisting in locating people buried under earthquake rubble. This update was posted 48 minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Lebanon, as reported by the Times of Israel, Minister Katz states that Israel's presence is conditional on Hezbollah's disarmament. This development comes amid tense regional dynamics, with the possibility of renewed conflict with Iran. The Lebanese army's commitment to border deployment aims to stabilize the area. Turning to the warning of war with Iran, Ynet highlights Defense Minister Katz's call for IDF readiness. Israel's independent strike plan underscores the urgency amid escalating tensions. The threat of Iranian missile attacks remains a significant concern for national security and regional stability. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom details the upcoming humanitarian mission to Venezuela. The IDF and Home Front Command will lead efforts following the earthquake's devastation. This initiative reflects Israel's commitment to international humanitarian aid and disaster response. In Gaza, the Jerusalem Post provides insight into the targeted operation against Hamas. The elimination of Ismail Masri is part of ongoing efforts to dismantle terrorist networks. This strike follows a series of heightened tensions in the region. Finally, JNS discusses Turkey's evolving role in Middle Eastern geopolitics. While challenging, Turkey's pragmatic approach differs from Iran's ideological stance. Israel must navigate this complex relationship amid broader regional challenges. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Israel has ordered hundreds of radar systems from Magos. These AI-powered systems aim to enhance detection and battlefield awareness, addressing the growing threat of fiber-optic drones. Separately, Globes announces that Anduril's CEO will visit Israel this week. Brian Schimpf will lead discussions on potential collaborations with Israeli defense tech firms, highlighting the importance of international partnerships. And finally, Israel Hayom Business covers flexible investment strategies for families. A savings policy is gaining popularity as a key investment tool in Israel, offering both advantages and essential considerations for investors. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 12 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.